الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders, and my young friends, we should be all very grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted us the tawfiq to fast in this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah granted us the tawfiq to recite the Quran and listen to the Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted us the tawfiq to give in charity. Basically, in the month of Ramadan, compared to other months, Allah granted us so much tawfiq to do a lot of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawfiq of Allah itself is a sign that Allah loves us. To be able to get the tawfiq to carry out good deeds, good amal, is a sign that Allah Ta'ala loves us. And this whole month has passed by when we are able to worship Allah, fast, tilawat of Quran. So now, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah's love for us has gone to such a level, because we bear the hunger for over 12 to 13 to 14 hours normal time outside Ramadan, after 3-4 hours we get hungry. We get hungry. Some people get very hungry, like me. After 2 hours we need something, we need a snack. Okay? Before going to bed we need a snack. After 2 hours we need a snack. But it's Allah's kalam, 14 hours go by and reality we don't feel hungry. If we're in the office, every 2 hours we need a cup of coffee. Those are the coffee, we need tea. In UK we need that a lot because of the weather. Weather changes, we change. But amazing thing of Ramadan is that you don't really feel thirsty, you don't really feel hungry, and you may ask yourself, what's the difference between out of Ramadan and this Ramadan? What's the change in my body? I am telling you, it is a tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else but the tawfiq. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Who makes us hungry? Allah. Who makes us not hungry? Allah. Is Allah telling you, when you feel hungry, it's me. When you feel thirsty, it's me. And when you don't feel thirsty, it is me. Though zahiri, apparently by this reason, medical reason, this reason, the body goes through this, that is all the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a function of Allah. But in reality, Allah is behind everything. That's why the month of Ramadan is a month of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you feel ill in the month of Ramadan, you become ill. You are unable to fast. You wanted to fast, but you are unable to fast. It was not your fault. That is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not azab. That's not a punishment. Because when a person goes through illness, bimari, for every second of that illness, his guna and sins have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His status being elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when a person goes through difficulty, for a mu'min, it's a win-win situation. That is how much Allah loves us. That is how much Allah loves us. You come to work, I'll pay you. You don't come to work, I'm not going to pay you. Unless you're ill, then it is a sick pay. And how much you're going to get, how long you're going to get? Ask the employers. You're going to pay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sick pay is amazing. Normally when you are healthy, you're able to perform namaz. You're able to do this, you're able to do tilawah, zikr, ibadat, fasting, everything. This is the sick pay of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because you got ill now, you weren't able to carry out that namaz. Normally you would have. You weren't able to recite the Quran. Normally you would have. You would be able to fast, but normally you would have, but you can't. Allah Ta'ala will give you the same reward. Same reward. Because you would have done the same anyway. In the month of Ramadan, the reward just multiplies and multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Subhanallah. That is the compassion of Allah. Do you even have that much compassion? That's why if your employer is anywhere, someone gets ill, have a bit of compassion. Bhai bimar tha, majboori thi, chalo koi baat nahi, tankha jari kar lete. Musliman hai, apna hi banda hai. Chalo koi baat nahi, let him, it doesn't matter, it's not his fault. Not his fault. And some employees are very good, mashallah, very good. When they're ill, it doesn't matter. Your pay is there, don't worry. I'll give you holiday. You are ill, you're not fit to come, I'll give you the holiday, you take 1 month rest. How much love that person, that employee will have. When he comes again, he's going to work twice as better. Twice as better. That's why he mentioned hadith, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Allah loves us. This is it all. It's about how much Allah loves us. Let's just say we miss our Isha namaz. Isha ki namaz hum chhod dete. Yet still Allah, that's a big nafarmani of Allah. That's a big disobedience of Allah. Yet Allah grants us sweet sleep in the night. We are able to sleep in the night. Though we've committed a sin by missing Isha Salah, but Allah grants us sleep and tawfiq of sleep. We eat haram, we listen to haram, we speak haram. If Allah wanted, Allah could have taken away our zaban. Allah Ta'ala would have commanded the zameen to swallow us. Allah Ta'ala would have taken the ability for us to hear. Allah wants, He can take it. Ask those people who are deaf, ask those people who are dumb, ask those people who can't see. The ni'mat of these faculties, these aza, these limbs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take it away from us. Knowing very well we are being disobedient to Allah, Allah says, Mirai banda hai, I'll give him a chance. I love him so much, I don't want to just, you know, when we love someone so much, I'll give you another chance. Again, how many chances Allah is giving me and you? How many chances Allah is giving me and you? Allahu Akbar. We know, because I don't need to tell anyone, I know how drowned I am in my sin, what I am doing. And you think to yourself, oh Allah, amazing. Your rahmat, your mercy, your love for me is on another level. My parents would not even forgive me that much if they knew what I am doing. My neighbors wouldn't, my family members wouldn't, my ustad wouldn't, my friend wouldn't. But oh Allah, not only Allahu Akbar, you're providing me food, shelter, water, but you are also concealing my sins. Not only Allahu Akbar, you know, you're not punishing me. Yani kisi aap azab nahi de rahe, balki ye bhi hai ki hamari gunah ko chupa rahe Allah Taala. Allah is concealing it. How much? You know, I tell somebody, don't tell anyone, please. Please, I know you caught me, but don't tell anyone. You know you've caught me, but don't tell anyone. You've seen me do this, but don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone. Okay, or you give me £500, one. A blackmail, right? Allahu Akbar. We beg someone. We don't even need to beg to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is already hiding our sins. How much Allah loves us. That is enough for us to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the essence of the month of Ramadan. Gain that love. Anyway, we fasted, mashallah. Roza, tilawat, ibadat, sadqah, khairat, recitation of the Quran in the Tarawih prayer. Allahu Akbar. Allah gets so happy, and we gain so much love for Allah, that on the night of Eid, the night before Eid, on that night, Allah Ta'ala's love for us increases to such a level. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to His angels, O angels, what do you say regarding a laborer, a worker, a mazdoor? He's fulfilled his labor work, he's fulfilled his mazduri. How should he be paid? How should he be paid? The angels say, O Allah, he should be paid in full. Puri tankha deni chahiye mazduri ko. Should be paid in full. Then Allah Ta'ala says, O my angels, gawar ho, bear witness. All my bandas and my servants and my believers who fasted in the month of Ramadan for the sake of me, I've forgiven all their sins. Not only that, but I made Jannat wajib upon them as well. Allah. I made Jannat wajib upon them. We know the tikana of our fasting and our tilawat. What is the level? Yet Allah makes this announcement. That's why this night is called Laylatul Ja'iza. Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of reward. The night of reward. The night of badla, where Allah is giving good badla to me and you, all of us, me and you. Then obviously the very next day is the day of Eid, a day of happiness and joy and celebration, where other people and other religions, their festivals, their celebrations start with dancing, music, guna, alcohol consuming. Our Eid starts, subhanallah, with the takbir of Allahu Akbar. Our Eid starts with Eid al-Fitr namaz, Eid al-Adha namaz. Subhanallah, how pure is our religion that we are grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are certain sunnahs of Eid that we need to, inshallah, bear in mind. That one of the sunnahs of Eid before going for Eid salah is do ghusl, bathe, ghusl karo. Then wear new clothes if you have new clothes. If you don't have new clothes, just make sure it's clean clothes. and then put itr and perfume, have odd number of dates, something sweet, odd number of dates, Prophet used to have odd number of dates before going for the Eid Salah. Then walk, do this with all your family. When you're walking with your family, with your children, do this. Okay, together, by put your itr on, have dates. So, and then remember why we're doing this. Tell them. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that way, the love of Allah's Messenger will come into the hearts of our children. And then we walk, if we can, for the Eid prayer, reciting the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Everybody? Give sadqatul fitr, if you haven't given it. And regarding sadqatul fitr, I'd like to mention one thing. The whole purpose of sadqatul fitr is what? This one, because we can give zakat to poor people as well, no problem. You can give normal sadqat to poor people, no problem. But sadqatul fitr is something different. It's not just about giving to the poor. We think by garib ko de diya sadqatul ho gaya. It's not about that. The purpose of sadqatul fitr is so that the poor people, those people don't have enough money to have food on the table, they can have Eid, where they can have some sort of meal and food on the day of Eid, on that morning, on that afternoon. That's the purpose. Therefore, try to give sadqatul fitr before Eid, well before Eid, so that our money reaches those people, so that they can have food on the table on Eid day. After that, okay, the sadqatul fitr will be done, but the purpose, you have to understand the purpose, the maqsad. So give it well before, so that the poor people can have food on the table on the day of Eid. They can have some clothing as well for themselves. It's the sunnah of Eid. And also meeting and greeting, the sahaba will meet each other on the day of Eid. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Oh Allah, when they meet each other, is to say this. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Oh Allah, accept from us our amal and good deeds. And Allah, accept your amal and good deeds as well. So making dua for each other. And express happiness. When we meet each other after Eid, the whole purpose of that is expressing our happiness. ایک دوسرے سے ملاقات کرتے ہیں, ملتے ہیں, مبارکباری دیتے ہیں, اس کی وجہ یہ کہ خوشی کا اظہار کر رہے ہیں. یہ خوشی کا دن ہے. And you should be happy. Why? Because the day of Eid, we are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the mehman of Allah. When you go to someone's house as mehman, you don't go grumpy and oh, I don't want to talk. And why took you aida? Chala jat. Assalamu alaikum, salam. Alhamdulillah. That's why on the day of Eid, we're not allowed to fast. It's haram to fast. Why? Because it's mehman nawazi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is hosting us. This day, no fasting. That shows that Shariat is about what Allah wants us to do at what time. It's not about what I want to do. Subhanallah. So express your happiness. Subhanallah. You know what I mean? Meet your family. Greet them, meet them, talk to them, have a family meal. We're living in a time of individualism. Me, myself, I want to be alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to see anyone. And then what happens when you get illness? Who's there to care for you? Who's going to look for you? Family is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a ni'mat of Allah. They'll always be there for you. Don't think me, but I don't need anyone. You will. Everyone, because we are insan, we are muhtaj of each other. The only one being which is not muhtaj and in need of anyone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu samad. Otherwise, me and you, we are all in need of each other. So in reality, Eid, real Eid is for those people who, mashallah, abstained from guna and sins in the month of Ramadan. They fasted well, and they did the tilawat, they did the ibadat. I'd like to conclude on one thing. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala would say that mu'min ki paanch Eid hai. There are five Eids for a believer. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu mentions. And he says, I mentioned this before, his amazing statement was Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say, the day of Eid for a mu'min is that day when he does not commit a single sin. Mu'min ke liye Eid ka din wo din hai, jis din wo guna na kare. Allah, what an amazing statement. Be happy with yourself when one day goes by, we have not committed any sin. We have not been disloyal to Almighty Allah. We have not been disobedient to our Creator. For you, that day is your Eid. Then he says, the second Eid of a believer is that day when that believer, when that person leaves this world with Iman and Islam. Mu'min ke liye jo dusra din Eid ka hai, jis din wo dunya se rukhsat ho jaye, to Iman ki halat mein rukhsat. What a great ni'mat this Iman is. Don't compromise it, no matter what. Our Iman and Islam should have impact on others. Our dressing, our clothing, our sunnah, our love for sunnah should have impact on others, not their lifestyle have an impact on us. That is a true imtihan, whether in our workplace, wherever we are. That sister is going to college and university, but she's got hijab and niqab. Wow, mashallah. That is great. I don't want to be dressing like someone else who's half dressed. No, I shouldn't be influenced by them. They should be influenced by us. I'm in a mahol where people are drinking alcohol, and I'm the one Muslim there, but my life, I'm not going to compromise. Slowly, slowly, the love of our way of life will Allah instill in the heart, because we're not compromising. We're not compromising. We can be in every professional field, and we should be everywhere. We need it. But don't compromise, because our Islam has so much beauty in it. So much beauty. So much positivity. So much value. Allahu Akbar. It will have an impact on others, as long as we don't compromise. Anyway, as Anas ibn Malik mentioned, the day when you leave this world with Iman, that's the day of Eid. Then he mentions, the day when the believer will be able to cross the bridge of Sirat, but Jahannam will be right underneath. If we're able to cross it, that is the day of Eid for that believer. And then he says, the day when that mu'min will be granted entry into Jannah and Paradise, and will be saved from the fire of hell, that day is the Eid for the believer. And then I like to conclude. He said, the fifth day of Eid is the day when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant me and you the honor, the sharaf, to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This din Allah ta'ala hame wo tawfiq de ki hum Allah ka didar kare, wo mu'min ke liye Eid ka din hai. What a day that would be, to be able to see our Creator. All the parda and all the hijab and the veil will be removed, and we'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to live in this world and do such amal that we'll be able to, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, grant entry into Jannah without hisab kitab, without reckoning. Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah tabaraka grant us the tawfiq to see our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Brothers, can you come closer, brothers? Close the gaps, make the subs, inshallah. A lot of people come, inshallah, may Allah tabaraka.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Just a couple of very quick announcements, inshallah. Firstly, inshallah, whichever day Eid is, Sunday or Monday, inshallah, the Fajr Jamaat on that day will be 20 minutes after the beginning time of Fajr Salah. So similar to what, similar to the method that we've had throughout Ramadan, it will be 20 minutes after the beginning time of Fajr Salah. So there's been a mistake in the printing on the timetable. Secondly, inshallah, on Eid day, there will be two Eid Salahs. One will be at 7:15 in the morning, and the later one will be, the first one will be at 7:15, and the second one will be at 9:30 a.m. The bayan for the first one will be starting at 7 o'clock, and the bayan for the second one will be starting at 9 o'clock. All brothers are encouraged to get to the masjid on time, inshallah, get here early. And then finally, Isha Salah tonight will be at 8:30. The time won't be changing. The only Salah time that's changed is Asr, which is at 5:30 this afternoon. So alhamdulillah, again, inshallah, that should be our standard procedure. Finally, on behalf of the masjid and the committee, we want to thank all of the brothers and sisters who, alhamdulillah, have supported the masjid throughout the month, but also supported the call for our 313 Al-Badr campaign. Mashallah, many of you have signed up over the last few days, alhamdulillah. So jazakallah khairan, may Allah reward you all for those who have signed up. Those who haven't signed up yet, there is still time, inshallah, to get the benefits of and the blessings of signing up during Ramadan. There are posters on the walls and on the windows, and also leaflets by the exit doors that explain how you can sign up. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وفقنا لتكميل عدة رمضان ونكبره على ما هدانا لخلال الإسلام والإيمان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد آن انقضاء شهر الصبر وإزلال يوم الفطر لهما طاعات وأعمال لا تهتم الغفلة عنها والإمهال من التلافي لما فرض منا في هذه الأيام لئلا ترغم أنوفنا كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ورغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انسلق قبل أن يكفر له ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد ليلة العيد. فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قام ليلة العيدين محتسما لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. ومنها صدقة الفطر، فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ساع من بر أو قمح أو اثنين صغير أو كبير، حر أو عبد، دغر أو أنثى، الحديث. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر ساع من تمر أو ساع من شعير، وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة، ومنها الصلاة والخطبة. فقد كان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى إلى المصلى، فأول شيء يبدأ به صلاة، ثم ينصرف ويقوم مقابل الناس، والناس جلوس على صفوفهم، فيعزهم ويسيهم ويأمرهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة زائرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض، من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
دعا کے لئے درخواست ہے ایک ہمارے بھائی محمد مسلم اسلام جو پہلے یہاں مسلمان میں ہوئے تھے ہمارے مسجد میں بھی آیا کرتے تھے, ان کچھ زیادہ بیمار ہے, ہاسپٹل کے اندر ہے, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائبہ نصیب فرمائے. دوسرا اعلان یہ ہے کہ بہت بری خبر ہے کہ برما کے اندر ابھی جمعہ سے پہلے زلزلہ آیا, تو اس کے اندر بہت سارے لوگوں کو نقصان بھی ہوا ہے, بہت سارے شہید بھی ہو گئے ہیں, اور خاص کر کے ایک مسجد بھی اس کے اندر شہید ہو گئی ہے. ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ایسی مصیبتوں سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرمائے, اور جو بیچارہ مصیبت کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی نصرت مدد فرمائے, اور آنے والے حالات سے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو بے خبر رہ کر اپنے رضا مندی کے کام کرنے کا ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے. بہت سارا نقصان ہوا, کافی لوگ ہمیں اس میں ہمارے رشتے دار بھی کچھ اس کے اندر ہے, کسی کی لاش ملی کسی کی نہیں ملی, پتہ نہیں ہے نہیں ہے, بس اللہ تعالیٰ جو بھی ہو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے لیے خیر کے فیصلے فرمائے, اور ان کی شہادت کو اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے. مسلمان دنیا کے اندر جہاں بھی ہے اللہ تعالیٰ تمام کو آفت والی مصیبت سے حفاظت فرمائے, خصوصاً غزہ کے مسلمان, فلسطین کے مسلمان, اور بھی دنیا کے اندر جہاں بھی مسلمان بیچارے پریشان ہیں ان کے پریشانی کو دور فرما. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ نے اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں جو تندرستی صحت اللہ نعمت عطا فرمائی, اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو اس کے قدر دانی کی, اور اس کو آپ کے راستے کے اندر خرچ کرنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا خاتمہ اپنے اپنے وقت پر ایمان کے نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو عنا. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اكفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام, ومن توفيته منا فتوفه الإيمان. اللهم اغفره وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان, ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا, ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك من ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك, وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.